I am doing super fantastic. How about yourself?
Super fantastic here on this front too, Casey, on Valentine's Day. We hope everyone stays focused and keeps it local and support our local businesses on this Cupid's holiday, mid-February. Things good downtown?
They are. You know, we've got a lot of thank yous to issue this morning. First being for Soldier Care Packages and the Newsom family. The local public was phenomenal. We collected, I think, 41 boxes worth of different items. I think our previous record for Soldier Care Packages was 22. Wow. That's 1,000 pounds of items that are being shipped overseas to some folks that really need those items as a pick-me-up right now. Phenomenal job. To everyone in the area. It was overwhelming. It looked like Rebel's Country Mart exploded in our office there for a while. That was a great effort, and so we appreciate all the support for our men and women that are serving overseas.
Well, way to step up, indeed. And, you know, you talked about that kind of weight, that kind of tonnage, Casey, that has to be shipped is not cheap, And did we end up with enough money to ship that stuff?
We did. I'll say Bluestem Insurance stepped up towards the end of the project to pick up the bulk of some of the shipping, which was not cheap. And we appreciate everybody stepping up to provide funding for the shipping. It ends up being like $50, $60 a package for just a regular package. When we have some that are way more, they charge more. So that's a lot of shipping dollars. And I know Jeff was struggling with some of the, we got to get the shipping in the U.S. Postal Service to the right locations and make sure they're absorbing that. But it was a great effort by the community, and we really appreciate all the support.
Yeah, I think a lot of spirits will be lifted there, no doubt about that.
Absolutely. My lower back is feeling that delivery. We also want to say thank you to the City of Emporia and Ben Moore. We had a great housing and urban development announcement yesterday, that $500,000 grant through Hope 6. That's our first Hope 6 grant that we've ever received in Emporia, and that will help facilitate a $2.8 million project downtown. And we're appreciative for the city moving so quickly in partnership with us and Ben to get that project rolling. It'll be a fantastic addition right next to the courthouse. Valentine's Day, we say shop local. There's all sorts of people that are in local businesses that can save your bacon if you're a guy and just started shopping. I may be one of those guys this morning. We appreciate all the support for local businesses and local restaurants and local entertainment. We'll remind people, if you're looking at starting up a business, the Show of Hands event is coming up at the end of March, but you can sign up for that right now at EmporiaMainStreet.com, and that's a great way to earn grant dollars and other types of support. Taste tickets for April 13th are on sale. We have event booth vendor sign-ups right now at EmporiaMainStreet.com, so all the different events that are coming up, if you want to be a booth vendor, get signed up now. That gives you a preferential placement. We have the available properties and jobs board that's been getting a ton of traffic online, and more developments on the way. We've got, I think, over $11 million worth of developments that we've secured so far this year in the downtown area, and we're excited about that. We're also excited we just passed 16,000 followers on Facebook, so we have a broader audience that we're reaching out to, and we appreciate all the support for Main Street.
Moving forward at a fast Main Street pace, as always, huh?
Always, yeah. Always. Never a dull moment.
I guess not. Well, yeah, that Soldier Care Package, what a great effort that was. And again, thanks to all that that helped out and participated. That's going to be put to good use. So can't wait until that arrives, and we sometime may hear some response. But I'm sure that's going to be very, very warmly appreciated. Well, Casey, good job as always. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street on a Wednesday morning, 6:54, 33 degrees. There's the lunch bell. School lunch menu, Timmerman Elementary School today, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, now with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024. My name is Declan Margeson, and I am a fifth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today, we are having breakfast burrito, fruit, juice, and milk. For lunch today, we are having hamburger or mini corn dogs, baked beans, cherry tomatoes, applesauce. Have a wonderful